The White House has been caught using a fake doctor in order to try to make it look like Donald Trump's health is of no concern. And that, to me, is the clearest sign that there is something seriously wrong with the President of the United States. And we just saw yesterday that Donald Trump had a clear cognitive problem that there's no other way to describe what's happening than he's losing his mind.
How bad it is. Everybody standing there knows. We know. You don't have to be doing any studies. They should be saying, please come in. Pritzker should be saying that. You know, I did a favor for Christy Whitmer. A good favor, I think.
Christy Whitmer. He clearly was trying. He knew who he wanted to say, but the words didn't match what was in his head. And even when he tried fixing it, he couldn't. Now, of course, we all speak. We all mess up when we speak. I do that all the time on this channel. The difference is we're not 79 years old. We're not showing up with bruises on our hands. We're not having a hard time walking. This just came out. This is Midas Touch that showed us this. Donald Trump has been constantly dragging his leg. As you see here, it's as if there's been some sort of traumatic event, and this is the byproduct of it. We don't know what happened, and we are probably never going to know what happened, because Donald Trump calls himself the most transparent president in American history. But let's be honest, they haven't been able to show us anything about this, and now they're trying to push this fake doctor in order to say that Donald Trump is healthier than ever. Let me introduce you to Ronny Jackson, who the Trump administration is now trying to say is able to adequately diagnose the president of the United States. One problem is Trump's doctor, Ronny Jackson, let his medical license expire in 2020, and he's still treating Trump anyways. Now, this is during the assassination when Donald Trump had this ear, apparently like the fastest healing ear in American history. Donald Trump had Ronny Jackson fix it, and you might remember that he had that insane bandage that was not necessary. That's Ronny Jackson. Now, as you can see here, he let his medical license expire in July 2024. A little bit more about Ronny Jackson, who is just a really great character. He was demoted. He was a Navy vet, and he was demoted after a probe looked into his inappropriate behavior. Jackson is no longer a retired admiral. The Navy demoted him in July 2022 following a damaging Pentagon Inspector General's report that substantiated allegations about his inappropriate behavior I'm going to tell you about in just a second, as a White House physician. A previously unreported decision confirmed by a current